You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Switching up your wardrobe for the new season? ASOS is the only online fashion destination you need. And right now, new customers get 22% off with code PODLOVE. ASOS has more than 850 fashion brands, including exclusive labels ASOS Design and Topshop, plus legendary brands you know and love. Whether you want to refresh your denim lineup or need an outfit for a special occasion, ASOS has you covered. Head over to ASOS now for 22% off with code PODLOVE. That's P-O-D-LOVE. Offer ends September 28th. Terms apply. Visit ASOS.com to find out more.
Here's a program from our archives.
If you happen to look up into the sky before sunrise in a late summer morning, you might notice one star which is brighter than all the rest. Well, that star is called Sirius, the dog star, and for thousands of years, its morning appearance has heralded some important seasonal events. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Did the ancient Greeks, Sirius was one of Orion's hunting dogs, and the star Sirius is located just east of the constellation Orion.
So it's a very, very brilliant object that attracted great attention to many ancient cultures.
Joe Rayo is a lecturer at the Hayden Planetarium in New York.
When the ancient Egyptians, 3000 BC, used to watch the sky carefully in the hours just before dawn, they would see Sirius in mid-June poke up just above the southeastern horizon as the sky was brightening. And they used it as a benchmark for the time of knowing when the flooding of the Nile River was going to occur.
To the ancient Egyptians, the annual flooding of the Nile meant the difference between feast and famine. So significant was the dog star that an entire Egyptian calendar was designed around its appearance. Today, the dog star has left its legacy in our own weather folklore.
During July and August, especially when it's exceedingly hot, you might hear somebody say, oh boy, this is really some dog day, isn't it? During July and through the first part of August, Sirius, the brightest star of night, is in the same part of the sky as the brightest star of the day, our own sun. And so the story goes that the combined light of those two objects loaned itself to making the months of July and August so very, very hot.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.